Hello again. We'd like to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Paul Allison. Thank you for joining us for this week's message. Grab your Bibles and turn with me over to the book of Psalms, Psalm 78. And the title of this week's message is, Don't Limit God. Psalm 78, and we're going to start with verse 34. When they slew him, then they sought him, and they returned and inquired early after God. And of course, it's kind of rehearsing some of the history, the ups and downs that Israel had, and how that they would, you know, stray from the Lord, and then he would punish them, and they would return and repent, and he would bless them again. And they were just, this was a cycle that continuously repeated itself, especially as you look through the book of Judges, and through the when the different kings of Israel and of Judah reigned, you know, especially after the kingdom split, after the death of Solomon, the kingdom of Judah, they had some good kings and some bad kings. The kings of Israel, they were all bad, but nonetheless, they had this up and down relationship with the Lord, and so that's kind of what this is referring to. Verse 34 again, when he slew them, then they sought him, and they returned and inquired early after God. And they remembered that God was their rock, and the high God their redeemer. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues. For their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness, and grieve him in the desert. Yea, they turned back and tempted God, and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. And of course, it mentions that in the wilderness, in these 40 years they wandered in the wilderness. And the Lord would bless them and feed them and give them water to drink and food to eat, and they would still go astray. And he punished them, but he could have completely destroyed them, but he didn't, because he's their redeemer. It makes reference here in verse 35, he is their redeemer. But there in verse 37, it said, you know, they wasn't right with him, and they wasn't steadfast in the covenant. And I believe these things are still reflected with people today. Here under the new covenant of grace, through the blood of Jesus Christ, people still do the same old thing over and over again. Now, the New Testament tells us that the things which were written before, that says they were for our learning, and they were also for our admonition. We're supposed to learn the lessons that were taught here in the Old Testament, and not repeat the same mistakes over and over again. And kind of what I want to key on is here in verse 41. It says, yea, they turned back and tempted God, and limited the Holy One of Israel. Now, the title of the message, obviously, Don't Limit God. You know, there's no limit to what God can do, but there's limits to what we let Him do. I believe all too often the Lord would want to bless us more, and we go about our lives in such a way that He will not bless us. It won't bring His blessings, and so therefore we limit how much He can bless us. For instance, if you rarely go to church, then, you know, in fellowship with God's people in worship, you can't get the blessings that you could get out of a worship service. That sitting at home, you know, people say, I asked a young lady one time if she went to church anymore. And she said, well, we watched so-and-so on TV and named some preacher and or broadcast. And I was familiar, it seems like, with the one she mentioned. And I told her, I said, well, I watched the Braves play ball on TV, but that don't make me a ball player. I said, being a Christian is not a spectator sport. And the scripture tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. And it said, and exhorting one another in this, more so as you see the day approaching. You know, you need to get together and worship. And so if you rarely worship, you can rarely get the blessings that only come in a worship service. Oh, hallelujah. Boy, I was thinking, just recently I was at work and I was thinking about the old altar call song, Just As I Am. And boy, you know, the services I've been blessed to see souls come to the altar, hallelujah, and bow their knee before Almighty God and to confess His Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior and be born again, hallelujah, and how we'd all just praise God and worship together and sing praises and fellowship and just be so blessed to see another sheep come into the fold, hallelujah, to be a soul, to see a soul be born into the kingdom of God. Oh, that's something that's just priceless. It's precious. Hallelujah. I love that. Oh, you know, just to be able to you hear the preaching and the testifying and the singing, you know, that you can only get over to the house of God. How wonderful that is. And if you rarely go to God's house, then you'll rarely get that blessing, and you'll limit how often God can give you that type of blessing. Oh, the more often we go and participate, the more often He can bless us like that. And so therefore, people, they'll limit God. Like I say, there's no limit to what He can do. Nothing's impossible to Him except for lying. He can't lie. Nothing's hard for Him. Oh, well, even raising the dead is just as easy as you or I blinking our eyes. Think about that. God can do anything with the exception of lie. But you know what? We limit Him. It's just like if you rarely open the Bible, crack open the Scriptures and start reading, then you can rarely be able to grow in the knowledge of God's Word. You know, I had somebody tell me one time, they was somebody they named that they admired, that knowed a lot about the Scriptures. Oh, they said, I wish I knowed the Bible like so-and-so. I said, no, you don't. They looked at me funny and said, what? I said, if you wanted to know the Bible better, you'd read it more. They kind of hung their head and said, well, you're right. Oh, that, listen, we can limit God in how much He can grow us in wisdom and knowledge of His Word simply by never opening the pages of God's Word. God ain't going to just force it in you. He ain't going to force feed you. He ain't going to peel open your skull and just pour that knowledge in. Oh, you got to open your heart to Him as you open the pages of God's Word and ask Him, just like the Bible tells us in James chapter 1, if you lack wisdom, ask God that giveth unto all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Hallelujah. Don't limit God in how much He can grow you in the wisdom and knowledge of His Word by never opening God's Word and never turning page to page of prayerfully reading and studying and just nurturing your soul on the bread of life. Oh, and watering your soul with that living water, hallelujah, that comes flowing from the pages of God's Word. Praise His holy name. Don't limit God. If you ain't got much of a prayer life, then you're limiting God. He said, you have not because you ask not. And then He said, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss that you may consume it upon your lust. You adulterers and adulterers. He said, listen, the people just, you know, they're self-centered. All they want to use God for is a big wish list. You know, you could bolster your prayer life by a whole lot by just being thankful. You know, you may think, well, I don't know what to pray for. Start thanking God for what He's already blessed you with. If you got two good eyes, thank Him for them. If you got one good eye, thank Him for it. If you can hear, thank the Lord. You know, just if you're able to walk, if you're able to speak, thank God for those things. Hallelujah. Be thankful in all things, the Bible tells us. And begin to pray, and if your heart's right with God, and you'll be making the right type of request. It won't be selfish, self-centered, greedy request. It'll be requests that align with the will of God. He said, if we ask anything according to His will, He'll give it to us if we ask it in His name. And so you begin to pray. And listen, you won't get prayers answered if you never pray. You're limiting God there. And you listen, you can limit how much God can use you if you're not willing to be used. If you never open your mouth and witness to others and tell others about the love of Jesus, hallelujah, then you'll never win any souls. So you've limited God in the capacity He could use you as a soul winner if you never open your mouth and witness for Him and let your light shine before men. He said a city set on a hill cannot be hid. Yeah, Jesus said He didn't light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. He said, so let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Don't limit God. Don't limit the Holy One of Israel. God wanted to bless the children of Israel mighty in many mighty ways. Oh, but they kept going astray and suffering the punishment of God. Because listen, He says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Oh, the Lord would rather bless us than to beat us, so to speak. But I tell you what, He loves you enough, He won't let you get away with doing the wrong thing, and He will correct you. So, here are the children of Israel. They're an example we need to look to of how they were God's chosen people. The Lord called them out of Egypt and set them free from bondage. He was feeding them in the wilderness. He was giving them water in the wilderness. The one place there in the Scriptures even said their clothes and their shoes didn't even wear out. He provided for them in every way, and they still whined and griped and went astray and worshipped other gods and all that stuff. And so God would deal with them. And then they'd get back in line. He was their Redeemer, like it said in verse 35, but they wasn't steadfast in the covenant, like it said in verse 37. And they limited the Holy One of Israel, as it says in verse 41. Oh, and that's after He had delivered them from the enemy, as it says there in verse 42. They didn't remember that. Maybe you're out there today as a believer. Things ain't going well. You know, you're maybe having some hard times. Listen, we can't get out of having hard times. But I'd rather go through hard times with the Lord as opposed to trying to go through them without Him. Jesus said, whosoever heareth His sayings and do them. If you hear His sayings and do them, He'll liken you unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it's founded upon a rock. But whosoever heareth His sayings and do them not is like unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Now, listen, it don't matter whether you're serving the Lord or not. Either way, the storm's going to come. But hallelujah, if you're on the rock. You know, it referred to Him there in verse 35. And they remembered that God was their rock and the high Redeemer. If you'll remember God as your rock, and you'll get on that rock, you'll get established on Christ, you can make it through the storms. Oh, but if you're not, you're on that old shifting sand. Listen, the floods are going to come. The rain and the wind, it's going to beat on you. It's going to howl, and the storm's going to rage. And you won't be able to make it through the storm. Now, all the difference is whether or not you do what Jesus said. It ain't just knowing it that gets you through. It's doing it. It's applying it in your life. So maybe as a believer out there today, you're struggling. You know, a lot of that could be unnecessary. Listen, we're going to have the hard times. But if you'll stick with Jesus, you'll have help through the hard times. And hallelujah, you will get through them. He said, listen, for us to consider the lilies, consider the ravens, them little sparrows. He said, we're worth more than many sparrows. So he wasn't kidding when he said that. He wanted us to take heed and take notice of these things. He said the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not limit God If you rarely worship, you won't be able to receive those blessings. If you rarely witness, you'll rarely win a soul. If you rarely study the Word of God, you'll rarely gain any wisdom or knowledge from God's Word. Because you've limited the Holy One of Israel. Don't limit God in your life. Let Him have free reign. Turn the blessings of God loose. Hallelujah. Read the Word of God every day. Have a good solid prayer life. Have good worship habits. Be steadfast. When you can, get to the house of God and worship. And let your light shine before men. You be a witness before others. Out in this old dark, lost, dying world. Be a witness and a light. Hallelujah. Somebody might be able to see the light all because you let her shine. Oh, I tell you what, you can't make people get right, but I guarantee if you never tell them about Jesus, they'll never hear about Him from you. And you won't be a part of soul winning. And you'll have limited the Holy One of Israel and how He can use you. Don't limit God. Praise His holy name. He's good to us. Listen, maybe you're out there today and you've never been saved. And you're limiting God just by refusing His grace. If you've never been saved today, won't you just bow your head and just say, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me, a sinner. Ask Him to save you and forgive you. He gladly will. The Lord loves you and He'd love to have you, but the choice is yours. Or maybe you're out there today and as a believer, you're struggling. Maybe you've went astray like the children of Israel did. And you've not been steadfast. Won't you just repent? Book of 1 John tells us, he said, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. Won't you just tell the Lord you're sorry? Ask Him to forgive you. Just like a prodigal son, just go home repenting. Oh, the Lord, He'll receive you with open arms. He's got the welcome mat out for you. Won't you just return to the Lord today? And don't limit the Holy One of Israel. Oh, it's a sad thing to me to see people that suffer so unnecessarily all because they won't do things God's way. Listen, I've learned some hard lessons. There's been times whenever I've limited the Holy One of Israel. I try to keep my guard up from that. I got my faults and failures. I got enough flaws in my character to keep me busy straightening up the rest of my day. But I want to be on the alert for the Lord and be spiritual minded. And I don't want to limit the Holy One of Israel. Because I've learned the hard way. Listen, we don't have to learn the hard way. Look at the examples the Lord's give us in the Scriptures to forewarn us, to head us off. So, as the children of Israel here suffered unnecessarily, so was a lot of people today. All because they limited God. Don't limit God in your life. Let Him rule and reign on the throne of your heart. And you'll never regret it. And until next time, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.